Good afternoon. A cold front and an upper-level disturbance will bring some showers and thunderstorms to eastern New York and western New England today. Some of the thunderstorms may be strong to severe. The Storm Prediction Center does have our area under a marginal to slight risk for this afternoon into this evening, meaning we could see a few severe thunderstorms. Some of the thunderstorms will have damaging winds and large hail this afternoon into the early evening hours. Intermittent afternoon and early evening showers and thunderstorms will continue into Monday as well, as this upper level low remains over New England. Some locally heavy downpours will remain possible. The thunderstorms will continue into late evening hours and should diminish shortly after sunset. Today's highs look to get into the lower to mid 80s and the 70s over the higher terrain. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a frontal system is forecast to move southeastward through the northeast and mid-Atlantic for the beginning of the week, but stall further west over the Ohio Valley and Midwest, creating favorable conditions for thunderstorms. The upper Mississippi Valley and portions of the lower Ohio Valley to southern Appalachians will both be focuses for severe weather and flash flooding today. Slight risks of both hazards are delineated there. There's also a slight risk of severe weather in a place for portions of the northeast ahead of the front. On Monday, locally heavy rainfall could lead to flash flooding over the middle Mississippi Valley and the upper Midwest. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 122 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Angel Fire, New Mexico. For those traveling across the northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with a chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm, high near 89. In Boston, a chance for showers and thunderstorms as highs reach near 82. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 77. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 81, while the average low is 60. The record high of 99 was set back in 1901, while the record low of 43 was set back in 1970. Today's sunrise was at 5:20 a.m. The sun is set to set at 8:37 p.m. That is a total of 15 hours, 17 minutes of daylight, with a difference of 30 seconds of daylight lost from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We will see the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of these storms could produce small hail and gusty winds. Highs will reach near 80 degrees, and other than the chance for some showers, we will remain mostly cloudy for the night tonight. Rain gradually comes to an end. We'll see some patchy fog developing and mostly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down into the low 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we will see partly sunny skies and then the chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of these storms could produce small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain. Otherwise, we'll see our highs reaching near the mid to upper 80s for the night tonight. Showers and thunderstorms do gradually come to an end. We stay mostly cloudy, as we see some patchy fog developing as overnight lows drop down towards the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we will see the chance for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, we stay mostly cloudy as our highs reach into the upper 70s. For the night tonight, that chance for showers and thunderstorms gradually comes to an end. We turn to partly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down towards around 60 degrees. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we will see the chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, we will see mostly cloudy skies. Some of these storms could produce small hail and gusty winds. Highs for the day look to reach near 80 degrees, and for the night tonight, that chance for showers and thunderstorms gradually comes to an end. We'll stay mostly cloudy as overnight lows drop down into the low 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we'll see the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, some of which could produce small hail and gusty winds. Otherwise, we'll be mostly cloudy, with highs reaching into the low 80s. For the night tonight, We'll see that chance for showers and thunderstorms gradually come to an end, and we'll still see mostly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop towards the mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reid Kisselback.